Blog Talk Radio.
For the time is come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? 1 Peter 4:17. Good afternoon, everyone. It's 2 p.m. November 27, 2018, in the Dayton, Ohio area, and it's time for Chatting from the Word podcast with your brother in Christ, your brother, Oscar. We hope that all is well and doing great at this time, and we are so delighted to bring you this program at this time. We here at Chatting from the Word, we pray that we have been an aid in your Christian walk along this Christian journey. It was the psalmist who said in Psalm 119:105, "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." Here from Chatting from the Word, we hope that you allow God's word to direct and guide you on the righteous path, knowing that it is so many paths out there to follow. That's why we here at Chatting from the Word are happy to chat with you from the Word of God. Good afternoon, everyone. We're on again. Love Talk Radio, and we are so delighted, we're kind of so pumped up this afternoon to bring you this program, Chatting from the Word, with your host, Brother Oscar. You know, yesterday was not even promised to us. But you know what, my friend? Our good Father above had enough mercy for us today to allow us to see another day. You know, some of us, we take it for granted. Some of us, we act like, oh, we're going to be here another day. But what we must recognize, that if God did not want it to happen, it would not be. And that's why we have to thank our Father for every day we live. That's why we have to thank our Father above for every breath that we take. That's the way your hosts feel about it this afternoon, and we hope that you feel the same. That is why we are so glad to bring you this program at this time. Brother Oscar, he loved chatting with you. He pumped up, like I said, this afternoon to bring you this program. And if you want to call in, our call-in number is 657-383-0883. We bring you this program Monday through Fridays at 2, unless we are on a way that we can't do it that day, and those days it has to be a great emergency for us not to do it, because we here Chatting from the Word, we love the souls of men. We love you. And what our desire here at Chatting from the Word is to be able to show you the way and to point you in the right direction that you should go. Because we, if you like me, believe that God wants us all to make it to heaven. I don't know anyone who wants to go to hell. Do you? Do you know anyone who, after living in this life, and I must admit, some have it easy and some have it hard, but living in the world as we live in, and we die and we don't go to heaven, that would be a waste now, wouldn't it? That's why I am so glad to bring you this program at this time. And you know what? I'm blessed to bring you this program because not only is teaching you, but it's teaching me also. And it's helping me to live and walk closer with the Lord. And we hope and pray that this program is helping you to do the same. Like I said, if you want to call in and listen to the show live, or if you want to call in and talk with your host, this is also a talk show. You're welcome to do that. You're welcome to call in and talk about your problems, talk about the lessons that we've been teaching on both shows. On the show we do on YouTube, plus the podcast here. And if you have any things you want to discuss, you can do them here. And the call-in number is 657-383-0883. If you want to call in, the call-in number is 657-383-0883. It was David in the Psalms who said, "I will lift up my eyes unto the Lord, from which cometh my help. My help cometh from the Lord, which made heaven and earth." Psalms 121:1. You know, when we pray to our Father, because He is our Father, Jehovah God is our Father, and He is one that created this whole vast universe in which we live. I know some may have it hard this afternoon. Some may not even have a place to live and food to eat and clothes to wear. But my advice to you, and I know you said, "Brother Oscar, that's just an advice. Can you help me?" But my advice to you is, don't give up on the man up above, because he loves you too. Hang in there, because it's a reason for everything that God sent us through. It has been said, and I've read it, and I've read it on Facebook many times, if God brings you to it, He will bring you through it. And I believe that, because your brother here, I've been around for quite some time, and I've been through some tough times myself, and still is going through them. Just because I'm a host of this radio program doesn't mean I'm not going through anything. See, I don't get paid. And I'm in retirement, people like that. And financially, things are tough for me also. So we hope and pray that the Lord will give you a helping hand. But for right now, we're going to pray. And if we have any prayer requests out there, at this time. The call-in number is 657-383-0883. Now, if you don't call me today, we have tomorrow, if it be the Lord's will. Will you pray with me, please? Our Father, which art in heaven, Father of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, Father, we just want to thank you for another day. Father, we just want to thank you for your grace and for your mercy. Oh, Father, we want to thank you for bringing us so far in our life so far this day. Father, we just want to thank you for bringing us through the fire and through the rain, to the good and to the bad. Oh, Father, we thank you for our families today. We thank you for our parents, some of us who still have parents here, that God do for us. We thank you, Father, for your son Jesus, who bled and died on Calvary Mountain, that we, through his unselfish act, could have salvation. Oh, Father, we come praying for each listener this afternoon. We pray, Father, that you touch them and whatever problems that they are going through, that you can show them the way and touch them to let them know just to keep faith in you and everything will be fine. Oh, Father, I'm praying for those that have ailments this afternoon, Father. If it be your will, heal their bodies. And if it's not your will, Father, if they need to contend with their illness, help them to recognize there's a reason for everything that they are going through. Father, help them to recognize that you are still God and you're still on the throne and you still are in control. Though sometimes, Father, the government may be making decisions that may hurt some. But, Father, we know it's not the president that's in control. But, Father, we recognize that you are totally in control. So, Father, we ask, Father, that you be with our U.S. of A. Whatever decision that they are making, Father, help us to go through it. We recognize that sometimes the president, and right now he's making decisions that is laying off people. But Father, let them to recognize that all will be fine just to keep faith in you. And don't give up on faith. Don't give up on you, Father, because it's not Mr. Trump that's in control, Father. But it's you that is in control of it all. Oh, Father, we pray for this program, Chatting from the Word. Father, we pray that you allow us to keep it on the air, keep it on Blog Talk Radio, keep it on YouTube to help us, to help others to see the way and encourage others to keep in the way. In Jesus' name, Father, in Jesus' name do we pray. Amen and amen. Want to thank all that prayed with us, and we hope, pray that we helped someone today with our prayer. And Brother Oscar don't know what's ailing you, but whatever it is, keep your hand in the man that's still the waters. Keep your hand in the man that calmed the sea. Keep your hand in the man that can be the impossible. Don't give up on the Lord, my friend, because he cares for you. Peter says, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. All right. Lately, have you been listening to our podcast? If you've been listening to our program on YouTube, you know I've been asking for sponsorship. He's not a rich man by no means, but I give what I can to keep this program alive and on the air. Because I believe we all need to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ. And many of us are in the body of Christ. We need to hear it too, so that we know that the body of Christ that we are in are truly doing what thus says the Lord. You know, lately it's been hard to find a body of Christ that is truly going by God's word, that is truly following what the Bible says and what Christ laid out through his apostles. It's not easy because we believe we need to change to soothe society. Some believe they need to change to bring in the young people. You know what, my friend? If the gospel that Jesus preached over 2,000 years ago is not good, it's not good for them today, it wouldn't be good for them back then. But I'm here to tell you the gospel is still the gospel. I don't care what anyone says, and we need to follow the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this is what Brother Austin wants to do, is to teach God's word and show people the way, even the body of Christ. And those that are not in the body of Christ, show them the way to the body of Christ. And this is my goal. And if it's your goal, if you are concerned about the soul of man, if you love the souls of men, if you love the Christ that died on the cross, that redeemed us from the law, that brought in the body of Christ and brought in salvation, sponsor Chatting from the Word. Any amount would do, and we're talking about financially, because this is costly to come on the air. And we don't ask that much. We're not greedy around here. Whatever you can give monthly, it's fine. Whatever you can give so that Chatting from the Word can keep on chatting about the Word. Whatever amount you can give, it would be a blessing. And next, what I want to ask you to do is subscribe to our show on YouTube. It would be much appreciated, and you can help us there too when you subscribe. When you subscribe to the show, you're telling, Chatting from the Word with your host here, that, hey, I'm with your brother Oscar. Keep on chatting for your word, because the world needs to hear the word. So subscribe to our stations on YouTube. Follow us here on Blog Talk Radio, and it would be much appreciated. All right? And again, I want to make an appeal to you to go to my webpage, Oscar York Publishing. Buy you a book and read. And if you want to drop me a line or two on my webpage, that is fine. OfYourPublishing.com. Order your book. I'm the author. I have authored two books. A Peaceful Place in the Storms, God is in Control, and Bridges of Friendship. The book individually costs $21.50, and you want to buy both books at $43. And by buying the book, you also support this program, Chatting from the Word. So I appeal to you. If you truly love the Word, if you truly love this brother, if you truly want to support Brother Oscar, if you truly are serious about the gospel of Jesus Christ, go to my webpage and buy a book. You know my motto. When you read, comes knowledge, and with knowledge comes power. Isn't that what we say around here? Let's read. Let's get into God's Word and read. And you all who don't know how to read, learn how to read. Though we have audio Bibles and all that, but it's just a good thing to know how to read. All right. All right. I think I said enough. I might have said too much because time is running quickly. But what we want to do today is to talk about the subject that we talked on yesterday. If you can't remember, the devil made me do it. The devil made me do it. But before I get started, we got a little more time. Go get your Bibles. You all who do not have your Bibles, go get it. We're waiting a little while for you. Go get your Bible. Give you a couple of seconds. And like I always say, I enjoy bringing the gospel to you. I enjoy chatting about God's Word with you. And today I believe the lesson is a good one. And I hope and pray we all are learning it and listening to what the Word of God has to say. All right, let's get started here. The devil made me do it. And like we said yesterday, that was one of Flip Wilson's favorite phrase to say. The devil made me do it. And you know what? Isn't this something how when we sin or when we do something that God doesn't like, which is sin, we want to say, the devil made me do it. A lot of us say that. But let's see what James said. That's where we're coming from this afternoon. Let's see what James says. Because the Bible says something differently, doesn't it? Let's see what James says. James, if you have your Bibles, and I hope and pray that Brother Oscar gave you enough time to get your Bible, but go with us to the book of James, and we truly want to see what James says here in James 1, beginning with verse 12. James said, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. For when he is tried, he shall receive a crown of life, which the Lord hath promised to them that love him. Let no man say, when he is tempted, I am tempted of God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempted he any man. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away from his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. We want to blame everything on Satan made me do. But here, James said that we sin when we are what? Enticed. When we are enticed in our own lust. But the secret is, my friend, as long as we live in this world, as long as we are part of this world, we are going to be tempted. Temptation will come. But, like I said, it just tickles me when I think about it, my friend. But like Flip Wilson said, the devil made me do it, okay? But we all gonna be tempted. And most of the time when we be tempted, most of us cannot endure. And this is what James is saying. Blessed is the man that endured temptation. Oh, my friend. We need to listen to James this afternoon. Because many of us are tempted. Young people, I was young once, and I recognize temptation is out there. I recognize peer pressure can be something else. I recognize young people. You can be tempted in so many ways with drugs, with sex, with all the things that's out there today, with the music today that we listen to, with the movies that we watch, with friends that we have some time to want to say the wrong thing and do the wrong thing and entice many of you to do the wrong thing. Your host here recognizes temptation is not an easy thing. But here, Brother James tells us to endure temptation. Endure temptation. Now let me classify something here. We're talking about temptation. We're not talking about sin. Because when you read the Matthew, the third chapter, you see Jesus himself, and he endured temptation. Go back and read that. We're going to start that tomorrow. Go back and read Matthew 3. And we're going to talk about this tomorrow. The devil made me do it. And see how Jesus himself endured temptation. Let us pray. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the wonderful blessings that you brought away. Be with each listener. Be with them today. Allow them to have a good, good day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen. And it was good chatting with you today. From chatting from the word. We hope all have a blessed day. Bye-bye.